Bibles to Isaiah chapter number 38. The book of Isaiah chapter number 38. And we're going to read the first five verses and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. And then when we get done this morning, we're going to have the Lord's Supper, our communion service. We have twice a year, the fourth Sunday in May and then in September. But we're going to observe the Lord's Supper today as well. And I guess I've preached more Lord's Supper messages than, I don't even know how many. I've preached a lot of messages on the Lord's Supper. The Lord's gave me a lot. And I'm thankful for that, but I didn't feel led to go in that direction this morning, although I think it's important, and that's why I preach so many messages along those lines. But I want to read this morning Isaiah chapter number 38 and verses 1 through 5. And I desire your prayers that the Lord would just help us and help me this morning and speak to our hearts. Isaiah chapter 38 and verse number 1, the Bible said, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you so much for letting us be here today and the many blessings that you've given to us. Lord, we have many objects of prayer upon our hearts and minds today. Lord, you know each and every one. God, we're praying for one another. We have many that are sick. Lord, we're praying for a pastor this morning in a church that I know and have been to. And God, they've got trouble at their doorstep. And Lord, I pray for them this morning. I pray, God, that you would meet with them in your glory. And God, I pray you do great and marvelous things and bring, God, your will to pass. Lord, when troublesome times come, God, I'm glad we serve a God today that can cause, Lord, glory to come out of what seems like terrible circumstances. Lord, we pray for Brother Worley in the church at Providence Road this morning. God, I pray that you'd meet with us here. I pray, God, that you would speak to our hearts from the Word of God and help us, Lord, as only you can. I pray, Lord, for liberty. I pray for freedom. I pray, God, you would speak to our hearts. Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do. And I ask for your help right now. I pray, God, you'd help the Word of God to prepare hearts and minds for the communion service today. We pray you'd be with us there in a special way. God, help us not to be in a hurry to rush through, Lord, the things of God. But I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be manifest in this place today. We'll thank you for all that you do. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name and amen. All right, let's read verse number 5 one more time and I'll get into the message this morning. The Bible said, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Now, those of you that know anything about King Hezekiah this morning, you know that he's one of the greatest kings in the Old Testament. In fact, he's one of the greatest kings in the Bible. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse number 2 about Hezekiah, it says, And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. And if you study about Hezekiah's life, you will find that there were reforms that Hezekiah put into place that were a great blessing and a help unto the children of Israel. You'll find out if you study about Hezekiah's life that there was a great revival during Hezekiah's days. Hezekiah was a great king. He followed in the ways of David, his father, which actually wasn't his father, but his grandfather. He was in the line of sons of King David. There were great victories in Hezekiah's day. There was a day where the king of Assyria sent a letter to Hezekiah, and he said basically he was going to wipe them off the face of the earth. And it's King Hezekiah, you might remember, that took that letter from the king of Assyria and took it up into his room and spread it out before the Lord. Do you remember that? And he prayed over that, and God heard his prayer, and God himself defeated the armies of Assyria on King Hezekiah's behalf and on Isaiah's behalf, because they prayed and they laid that thing out before the Lord. Have you ever been in a position in your life where you've had a circumstance that you didn't know what to do, and you'd received the bad news and you just took it and laid it out before the Lord and prayed about it and turned it over to God, and God gave you an answer? And so the Lord had done some of these great things for King Hezekiah. But here in Isaiah chapter number 38, Hezekiah has word that he's going to die. If you look there in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord." This is the last part of verse number 1. "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Now, if God sends you word to set your house in order, that you're going to die and you're not going to live, do you know what that means? That means you're a goner. That means you're as good as dead. And Hezekiah knew that. And Hezekiah had received from the word of God, Isaiah came and brought this message to him, that during this sickness that he had, that he'd better set his house in order, because he was going to die. He was not going to live. But now Hezekiah is not ready to die. And Hezekiah intercedes to the Lord for his own life. And we read the verses here. In verse number 2, the Bible said that he turned his face toward the wall and prayed. And in verse number 3, the Bible said, "I beseech thee." And he goes on down, the last part of verse 3 says, "And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Hezekiah, saying," and he goes on down, and God said, "All right, I've heard your prayer." Now, if you were to read in 2 Kings chapter number 20, what you'd read over there that you don't find here is that after Isaiah delivered that message to Hezekiah and said, "Set your house in order, you're going to die," the Bible says over in 2 Kings that as Isaiah was walking out of the court, as he was leaving, the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, "Go back and tell Hezekiah something else." That's how quick his prayer God answered. So Hezekiah delivered the message, "You're going to die." Isaiah delivered the message, "You're going to die." He's leaving. God speaks to him, says, "Go back. I want you to tell Hezekiah something else." And so Isaiah turns around, goes back in, and he tells King Hezekiah the message from God that we find here in verse number 5. The Bible said, "Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years." I got to studying about that and thinking about that. 15 years in a Jewish calendar of 360 days in a year would be 5,400 days. God said, "I'm going to give you extra in your life. I'm going to add 15 years to your life, 5,400 days. And I want to preach on the subject this morning, this little thought, bonus days. All those days were bonus days. My thought, and I'll tell you, it's strange how the Lord laid this message on my heart Wednesday night after church as I was standing right back there shaking hands. And I'd been preaching out of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 10 about the judgment of God on a nation that rejects His word, lifts themselves up in pride, and says, we're not going to listen to the Lord. You know, that's some pretty heavy stuff. But as we were shaking hands Wednesday night after church, the Lord laid this thought on my heart. But today is a bonus day. And Isaiah had some bonus days in his life. And the thought that came to my mind is, before I begin to study about this, this passage came to my mind. But the thought that came to my mind as I began to study was, how would a man or a woman live if they knew they only had 5,400 more days to live? If a person knew that he just had 15 years to live upon this earth. Now, Hezekiah was, and I use this word lightly, I don't use the word much, but lucky. He knew. You and I don't know. We think, you know, we might live a long time. You know, I'm 42 years old. I think to myself, well, I've still got a long time left to live, but you know what? In actuality, I don't know if I've got tomorrow. The youngest person in here this morning does not know if they're going to be here a week from now. The Bible said in Proverbs 27:1, it says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know if we've got tomorrow. The Bible says in James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Our lives are so short. Our lives are so uncertain. We do not know personally. We do not know locally what's going to happen. We don't know nationally what's going to happen. As I was talking about, I was preaching on Wednesday night. Do you know there is such a black cloud hanging over America that any new day might come along and topple our whole nation? Do you know in the Bible, do you know what the very last straw was for Sodom and Gomorrah? You see, when the angels visited Abraham, they were just going down there on a fact-finding mission to find out if what they had heard was true or not. And it wasn't certain whether or not God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah yet. And you remember Abraham interceded if there's 50, if there's 45, if there's 30, and he got all the way down. But do you know what the last straw was for Sodom and Gomorrah? When the Sodomites went knocking on Lot's door and tried to break in upon him. Now, this is just something to think about. Lot is a type of the Laodicean church. That's where we are. When they went knocking and trying to break down the door of God's redeemed, God's righteous, and Lot, he is far from what he should have been. But you know what? God said, that's the last straw. You know what? That's where we are in America today. That the homosexual agenda would rise up against the people of God and try to persecute and protest and all of these things. We're seeing things happening in America today that most of us would have never imagined that would ever come to pass in our nation. There's a black cloud hangs over our nation today, and we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But you know what? Today is a good day. So today's a bonus day. Today's a bonus day. Do you know, with all the sickness and all the cancer and all the tragedy that we are surrounded by every week, I'll tell you what, we never come to church now that we don't hear about somebody else that's afflicted with cancer or some kind of sickness or somebody that's had some kind of tragedy in their lives. And do you know what, this morning, if we could all go to the doctor and have a series of tests run upon us, there's no telling who is sitting in here this morning that has some kind of disease in their body that's going to take them out to the graveside? We don't know. We don't know this morning if we've got the promise of tomorrow. We don't know if by the time next Sunday rolls around, we've had a tragedy, we've had an accident, we've had a sickness, we've had a death that none of us were looking out for. And so we don't know about any of these things, but you know what? It didn't happen today. So praise God. You know what today is? Today's a bonus day. In fact, every normal day that you and I have in this life, every normal day that we have where we don't have things like that is a bonus day. And there's some good lessons here on how we ought to spend our bonus days. It'd help you if you'd get to looking at your life as bonus days. And not just take your months and your days and your years for granted, but every day when you wake up, the sun is coming up and you get to go out like today. And I went out and stood on the deck and drunk my coffee and read my Bible. And I just said, praise God, what a pretty day. It's a bonus day. It'd help you. Let me show you some things about how we ought to spend our bonus days. Number one, looking at Hezekiah's life and his testimony after this sickness, our bonus days ought to be days of innovation. Look in verse number 9, what the Bible says. We're skipping on down a little bit in Isaiah 38 and verse 9. It said, the writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. Now, what did he do when he got better from being sick? You know what Hezekiah did? He took a pen in his hand and he began to write. And I read on down verses 10 through 14. I'm not going to read all these verses. I'll read just a couple. But what he did, he wrote something that was unlike anything you'll ever find that Hezekiah wrote before. He wrote a song. He wrote a poem. He didn't write an official business letter to send news to somebody. He was used to writing things like that. In fact, you'll find in Hezekiah's life where he wrote letters and he sent posts out. That's where we get our word post office from. But this letter's not like that. This writing is not like that. Look in verse number 10. He said, I said in the cutting off of my days, I shall go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Mine age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I've cut off like a weaver my life. He will cut me off with pining sickness from day even to night. Wilt thou make an end of me? I reckon till morning that is a lion. So will he break all my bones from day even to night. Wilt thou make an end of me? Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. And what he's writing there, he's writing a song of his deliverance. We'll look on down and see where he turns it around. But he was writing about his experience. He was writing a song. He was inspired to write something like he'd never wrote before. And I can just imagine in Hezekiah's life that when he got better, like it says there in verse number 9, when he was recovered of his sickness, I believe old Hezekiah said, you know what? I've always wanted to try my hand at writing. And I about died. You know, I realize how short my days are. That's what he wrote about there. He said, I've always wanted to try to do that, but I've never took the time to do that. And I believe I'd like to try something that I've always wanted to do. They were days of innovation. You know, there's a lot of people lives their whole Christian life, and they get down through life and they say, you know, I wish I'd have learned. You just fill in the blank there. Isn't that how we are a lot of times? But we are so busy in this world. We are so busy with our lives that we never take the time to do what we'd always wanted to do and always to have liked to have done. And Hezekiah said, I'm through with all that. I realize I almost died. I'm going to try writing. It'd be good for us. You know, a lot of people, they say, I'd like to learn to sing. I'd like to learn to play the piano. I'd like to learn to play a guitar. I'd like to go on a missions trip. I'd like to go back to school and the Bible Institute and just learn more about the Word of God. But they never do it. I'll tell you, we don't see our days as bonus days. We went to church the other night. Dad went with me. One of the fellas got up, and boy, he played the guitar like he knew what he was doing. Daddy looked over at me and he said, wouldn't you like to learn to play the guitar like that? And I said, sure I would. Who wouldn't? And I could if I'd put the time and the effort and the practice in. I know how it is. People say, oh, I don't have no talent for that. You know what talent is? It's just an excuse not to do something. You know how most people got their talent? They sat down and they learned and they practiced and they took the time. And you know what? A lot of sweat goes into being talented. If I wanted to be talented in that, and if I put the time and the effort in that, then I believe with all my heart God would give me the talent to do that. But a lot of times how we are, oh, and I heard Preacher Leonard preach another night, and I'm not the only one that's preached along these lines, but he said, I go to churches all over this country and preach. People say, we don't have no piano player, we'll just have to do the best we can. He said, why not? If young people can learn how to text and computer and all this other bunch of stuff that they spend their time and their effort on, why not learn to do something for God? And so old Hezekiah here, he said, I've always wanted to do this and I'm going to do it. Most people never do what they'd really like to do, but old Hezekiah, see, he was blessed. He had a wake-up call, and as soon as he was able, he began to write. Sometimes a sickness, a tragedy, a wake-up call in our lives is a real blessing. Because we realize we don't know if we've got tomorrow or not. And that's how Hezekiah was. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 90 and verse number 9, it said, we spend our years as a day that is told. Isn't that how it is? Where does time get gone to? We are young one day, we turn around the next day, and where have all those years gone to? We spend our years as a tale that is told. What happened? What happened all that time? Jesus said in John 9:4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And so Hezekiah, he said, well, you know what? I had a near-death experience there, and I've always wanted to write and do something for God. And so he began to write here, and he wrote a beautiful about the experience that he had and what the Lord done for him. It was days of innovation. Second of all, this morning, it was days of introspection. You know what that is? That's looking on the inside. Look what he said in verse number 15. He said, what shall I say? He hath both spoken unto me, and himself hath done it. I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. I've highlighted that in my Bible where he said, I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. Do you know what Hezekiah was saying right there? He was saying because of this almost being cut off out of the land of the living, he's saying, I'm a changed man. I'm going to be different from now on. I realized how close I was to dying. I was on my deathbed. God sent the word to put my house in order. Boy, he said, that's a close call. He said, I'm going to go softly all my years. Wouldn't that be good for us to take some time in our life and to look on the inside and look at how life really is and what's going on and do like Hezekiah did here? You know what? I believe I'm going to change my ways. Introspection is a good thing. We're getting ready to have the Lord's Supper this morning. 1 Corinthians 11 and 28 says, let a man examine himself. So eat of that bread. Let a man examine himself. The Word of God teaches us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Introspection. Looking on the inside, examining ourselves, examining our lives. I'll never forget when I had pneumonia. And I've told about it before, how they put me in the hospital 2 times in 1 year. And the second time they said, we're going to start testing you for other things. You're too young to be this sick. And they tested me for Lou Gehrig's disease and HIV. All kinds of stuff. You say, preacher, why'd they do that? I don't know why they done that, because that's what they do. All kinds of stuff. MS, I mean, whatever, I guess you can test for. And I'll never forget laying in that hospital bed and thinking to myself, oh Lord, what if I can't preach? What if I never got to preach no more? And I remember laying there in that bed and thinking about, if I couldn't preach, maybe I could write. If I couldn't preach, I'm telling you, I was sick. They didn't know what was wrong with me. And I thought, what if I end up in a wheelchair? What if I don't have no breath? What if I die? What if I'm telling you, it'd be good for us to take some time in our lives to inspect our lives and ask ourselves, what am I doing with my life? Is it counting for anything? Oh, Hezekiah did, and he seen what a close call it was, and he said, I'm going to go softly all the days of my years, as long as I've got left. But I'm going to watch myself. I'm through with that old pride and that old going my own way. I'm going to walk softly. I'm going to change my life. It was days of introspection. We need some days like that. Number three this morning, do you know what else I see here in the Word of God? These bonus days, they ought to be days of inspiration. Look what he said in verse 16. He said, O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. He said, I'd about to die, but God delivered me. That's what he's saying. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Now look, for the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. He's saying, if I died, I couldn't praise God. Look what he said in verse 19. The living, he shall praise thee. Notice this. As I do this day. You know what he's saying? He's saying, if I died, I couldn't praise God. But I didn't die. I'm still in the land of the living. So I'm going to praise the Lord for what he's done for me. They ought to be days of inspiration. Of bonus days. Ought to be praising days. Well, praise God for what he's done for us. We walked up the cemetery last night near our house. We walk a lot of times in the neighborhood. And we walked up there and, you know, we made a little circle and stopped there and looked around at the beauty of everything for just a moment. And do you know what? I didn't hear nobody up there praising God. Sort of like when you go to church sometimes. I don't know what's wrong with us. We're in the land of the living. We got out of the bed this morning. You don't know, but as far as you know, it's well with you today. And you know what y'all to do with the day? Today, y'all to spend the day praising God. It's a bonus day. It's a good day. Y'all just praise Him and thank Him and love on Him and brag about Him and all of these things. Y'all to praise the Lord. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Has God ever done that for you today? Redeemed your life from destruction? God saved me when I was 9 years old, and He's not stopped saving me since then. I mean, He gave me eternal life when I was 9 years old. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and He saved me. But He's saved me a lot of times since then. He saved me from myself. Has He ever saved you from yourself? You was getting ready to go down the wrong road and do the wrong thing, and you was caught up with the wrong crowd, and you was making the wrong decisions, and God came along and intervened. Just miraculously intervened in your life. You look back and you say, boy, I'm glad I didn't go down that road. God saved me from myself. God saved me from my storms of being in, and I thought I was going to die, and I thought I was going to drown, and I thought I wasn't going to make it through it, and right when I was about to run out of hope, He passed by, got in my ship, and said, peace be still. Just made it all right, and you looked around and said, where did the storm go? Where did the lightning go? And where did the wind go? And where did the waves go? I'll tell you, when He comes in, He can stop the storm. He saved me from myself and from my storms. He saved me from my stupidity. I'm telling you, I've done some dumb things. I've done some things I ought not to have done. But I'll tell you, there's a God in heaven loves us, and we ought to just praise Him for it. If you have trouble to find something to praise Him for, read Psalms 150 verse 6. It says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You know what breath is? That's the same word that our word inspiration comes from. You don't find no inspiration to praise Him this morning. Try this. And you ought to praise Him for that. Try this. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. You ought to praise Him. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I don't want to get to heaven and find out I've left my praising up to somebody else. I think we ought to be responsible for our own praising of the Lord for all that He's done for us. If you got this morning, everything hath breath. Praise the Lord. They're not praising Him out in the cemetery this morning. And oh, if they're redeemed by the grace of God, they will be praising Him in heaven. But you see what I'm saying today? We're in the land of the living. We ought to be praising Him today. And oh, Hezekiah, he said, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. There ought to be days of inspiration. Number four, there ought to be days of instruction. Look what he said in the last part of verse number 19. He said, the Father to the children shall make known thy truth. I like that. I underline that as well in my Bible. I'd say that King Hezekiah was like a lot of parents. He got busy being the king, running the kingdom, making decisions, always being in the beck and call of others and surrounded by important people. But I'd say that Hezekiah had some days in his life that he wished he'd have spent different. He wished he'd have spent them with his children, teaching them and instructing them. And that's what he's saying here in verse number 19. He's saying, I'm going to change some things in my life, and I'm going to change my priorities. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Bible said in Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he shall not depart from it. Being a parent's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. It's not a job we can do like we ought to do just on the weekends or something like that. It's full time, all the time. And I'm telling you, children get up and they get grown and they get gone in a hurry. And we look around and we say, what has happened to those years? They're just a few days. I know when they're little and crawling all over your lap and spilling milk and everything else that goes along with it, you think, my goodness, these are hard days. But I'm telling you, you'll turn around twice and they'll be gone. If our daughter Hannah would have lived, she'd have been 17 years old this coming November. I can't believe that's been that long ago. She'd have lived, she'd have been 17 years old. It just seems like yesterday that we had her and that we brought her home. And, you know, she got real sick when she was a month old, and we took her to Winston. They actually flew her down to Winston, and she had a hole in her diaphragm, and it caused her lung to collapse, and she just about died when she was a month old. But God was merciful and took her down there and did surgery on her, and we brought her home. And I'll tell you, days after that was different in our house when we looked at that little girl. One of the most vivid memories I have is getting up early one morning. She was awake, and I got her out of her crib, and I took her into the living room there, and I sat down in the rocking chair, and I just looked at her. I tried to look at every feature of her face. I thought about how close we'd come to losing her when she was a month old, and I just looked at her and held her. And I remember thanking God for saving her life. And at 5 months old, she died. That's all we had. If we'd have known that that's all we had was 5 months, I'm telling you, I'd have done that every morning. I'd have done that every morning. I'm telling you this morning, we are wasting our days with our children, spending time with them, instructing them. I'll tell you, it's a fight to go to grandma's house or do something with your family, but I'm telling you, you won't regret it. You won't regret it. Time yet, see, we don't know. We don't know if we've got tomorrow or not. We do not know. The most valuable, precious possession that we have in this life is our family. Hezekiah wanted to spend his bonus days instructing his children. I believe he'd have wasted a whole lot of days before that, but he said, you know what? I'm going to do different. Days of instruction. And last of all this morning, let me show you something you'll like this. Bonus days are incredible days. Now, you might be here today and you might say, well, preacher, that's all fine and good, but it's too late for me. I've wasted time. I've wasted. Days are gone. Children are gone. Let me show you something. You ought to be encouraged this morning. Look at verse number 6. God just told him, I'm going to give you 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. Hey, the nation looked like it's too far gone. But God said, I'm even going to deliver the nation. And then he said in verse number 7, this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees by which degrees it was gone down. You know what God in heaven did for Hezekiah? You're not going to believe this. He turned back time for Hezekiah. You think about that. I mean, time is something that once it's gone, it's gone. But he told Hezekiah, he said, you're going to die. But Hezekiah prayed and God said, okay, I'll let you live 15 more years. And Hezekiah said, how do I know this is going to happen? God said, I'll show you how big I am. You think God can't give some time back? I'm talking about incredible days. You think about all the days you've wasted and you've squandered and you've done stuff and things and wasted resources and money and time and love, and you've wasted all this stuff. You say, preacher, there ain't no hope for me. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven. Just turn the sun back for Isaiah. Turned time back. Gave him more time. Isn't God good? The Bible said in Ephesians 5:16, it says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. When we make bonus days count, God gives the time back, redeeming the time. That means getting time back. Buying time back is what you're doing. When you start living your days like every day's a bonus day, God gives you time back. God gives things back. God gives blessings back. Things we've lost in the past. Joel 2:25 says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. You know, when God was dealing with my heart about preaching, all I could think about was what a terrible testimony I'd been in my life from the years about 14 years old till about 18, 19 years old. And God called me to preach when I was 20 years old. And the devil kept putting all that back in front of me. What about this? What about this? You've wasted your life. You've thrown it away. You don't have no testimony. Nobody won't listen to you because of what you've done. But you know what? Thank God He got the victory in my life. I said, all right, Lord, I'll do it anyway. And do you know what? For years after that, I'd go to preach somewhere. I'd meet somebody that I grew up with. One time I went to preach in a church, and there's a boy in that church, and I'd picked on him growing up. And I had to go up and apologize. I'd go up and apologize for the way I'd treated him. For years after that, I'd go somewhere and see somebody in church I'd grew up with and done things I ought not to be doing. But you know what? Now, that's been a long time ago. That's been such a long time ago. Now I think the devil's just about forgot about it because he's even stopped bringing it up. I mean, what's the use? I mean, what's the use? I've been preaching now a whole lot longer than I ever. I've been living for God a whole lot longer than I ever lived for the devil. So just praise God. Just praise God anyway for turning back and changing some things. Kim, today is her 22nd birthday. Say, preacher, you married her young. And I mean, she got saved 22 years ago today. And I asked her this morning, she said, you know, today's my birthday. And I said, how old was you when you got saved? She said, I was 22. And I said, you've been saved 22 years. I said, from this day forward, you're going to spend every day. I didn't yell at her like that, but you know, I said, every day you live, you're going to be saved longer than you's lost. Isn't that a blessing? Anybody been saved longer than you's lost? Praise God, that's good. Woo! I just feel good this morning. Praise God, I'm glad God saved my wife 22 years ago. And so it's bonus days. Bonus days. I'll close by saying this. I have said that's how we ought to spend our bonus days. But I want to read a verse of Scripture over in 2 Chronicles 32. And I'll read it to you this morning, just for sake of time. 2 Chronicles chapter number 32 and verse number 24. The Bible said, in those days Hezekiah was sick to death and prayed unto the Lord. And he spake unto him and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him. For his heart was lifted up. Therefore, there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Do you know what that sorry thing done? You know what Hezekiah done? He did not spend his bonus days like that. In fact, if you study out about the life of Hezekiah, he intended to spend the rest of his bonus days profitably. But do you know what? In actuality, what he did, he rendered not again unto the Lord according to all his benefits. Do you know what those bonus days that God gave to Hezekiah was? I'll give you three things quickly. Number one, they were just wishful days. If you study out about his life, he intended to change, but he didn't. You know how many times I've seen that as a pastor down through the years? A crisis comes, a problem comes, a tragedy comes, and somebody says, oh my, wake up call, I'm going to do better, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, I'm going to change. And as soon as the storm passes by, they're right back like they was. Right back. Do not heed the warning of the judgment of God upon their life. It was just, turns out after all that, it's just wishful thinking. he would do what he said he was going to do and live like he said he was going to live. They were just wishful days. And second of all, as I studied about that, they were worldly days. In chapter 39, in verse number 1, down through verse number 8 over there, if we were to take time to read all that, you would see verse number 1, at that time, Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them, and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment. And so Hezekiah, you know what he did? He went, hey, here's what happens in our life, boy. You'll do business with God and it won't be long. The old world will come a-calling. I got a present for you. I heard about your good fortune and everything. Now we've got this opportunity. And you know what? He went right back. He went right back to the thing that brought him down to begin with, old pride. They was wishful days. They was worldly days. Do you know how many people go down to the grave and all they've done is been a slave to this world? And just sat around and say, I wish I'd have done different. And that's how Hezekiah went to the grave as well. They were worldly days. And they were wasted days. If you study about the life of Hezekiah, all the great things God has to say about him are all before he got sick. You know what? It'd have been better if he'd have just died when God started to take him the first time. Because he just wasted all those days. He didn't do anything good. He got the children of Israel in more trouble than they were before. And all everything he'd ever done good, it was all before he got sick. So all those days were just wasted days. I'll read one other thing in 2 Kings chapter number 20 and verse number 8. Verse number 17. The Bible said, behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. Now when he took the Babylonians and showed them all those riches, it displeased God. God said, now everything that was in your house, I'm going to put it in his house. God said, I'm going to judge you over that. And here was Hezekiah's attitude in verse 19. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said, amen, that's right. Shouldn't have done that. But then he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? Do you know what? Hezekiah had the attitude of a whole lot of us today. Well, I know it's all bad and the judgment of God's coming, but in my days it's going to be good. So I just won't worry about it much. Isn't that how we are? It'll be all right. My day's a good day. Now I'm going to die. I won't never see none of that. Lord, help us not to waste our bonus days. That God has given every day we have is a bonus day. And we'll either do like Hezekiah intended to do with these bonus days, or we'll do like he did do with his bonus days. Just wasted them, frittered them away. I'd like for us to have our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning.